Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I am ready to take the shots, you guys, and deservedly so. Go ahead. I realized this the other day when we were all sitting in our meeting and we're all talking about things that are going on in our life. And I tell these guys that I made an epiphany. I have an epiphany what my wedding day is going to look like. And at that point, it was a pile on. I think the first question was, what wedding? And I couldn't defend that.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a sham.
Yeah.
The planning is kind of a sham.
Has there been planning?
None.
Okay. All right.
So I proposed. My fiance and I dabbled in planning. Then we stopped planning. Then finances got in the way. Then we started talking about a big wedding and a small wedding. We had a date planned. Then we moved the date. And then we were getting ready to do that date. And we moved that one also because some financial big ticket items came in. And we just seemed to be pushing the thing more and more and more and more and more and more and more. So it's really more of an idea right now than it is an actual wedding date.
Do you have another date?
No.
Okay.
If I'm a betting man, it's not happening this year.
Okay.
Next year. When we get married. You guys were much more enthusiastic about ripping on me the other day than you are right now.
That's just not any fun anymore.
Yeah. Doesn't feel
that's
good
at all. Sad.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
How long have you been engaged up to this?
Pretty long.
Like at least 2 years, right?
Is it 2 years already? I'm so bad when it comes to dates.
You really are.
And embarrassment.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was an easy Google.
Yeah, like April 20th.
April 20th of which year?
2021.
There we go. Okay. So we're taking our sweet-ass time with it. I did have an epiphany when it does happen, though, because I have mixed feelings about how the day, when it happens, what it will look like. Will it be a big wedding? Will it be a small wedding? Will it be a destination wedding? Will it be right down the street? Should we just go to a courthouse and then have a big celebration, right?
But you, out the gate, you knew exactly what you wanted. Like, you said you wanted a small wedding on a beach. All you wanted was a small wedding on a beach. That way you could have your toes in the sand when you say I do.
Small destination wedding. But then when we actually sat down and started putting the numbers together and we're looking at the friends that are important for us to be there, then it became a much larger thing, right? And maybe we're just getting so caught up in, like, all of the details is one of the reasons why we haven't been planning. But I think I did at least have a clear vision of what I want when it happens based on a wedding party I was at this last weekend. So my friend Erin got married. It was a destination wedding in Florida, right? Her fiance, now husband, is from Michigan. So she realized that not everybody was going to be able to go to Florida. There were just a select few that could go to Florida. So she went to Florida and had this beautiful on-the-beach wedding, right? And then she planned an Atlanta party for her Atlanta friends, and they're doing another party in Michigan for his friends. Okay.
I dig it. It's a lot of parties.
Works for them. Convenient. She loves planning. She's really great at it. Works for them. Beautiful. So they're showing their video, right, of their wedding in Florida. And there was one particular shot of him, John, looking at Erin while she's at the end of the aisle. And she's starting to walk down the aisle. And it clearly is the very first time that he has seen her in the wedding dress. And the emotion and love that was so evident in his eyes as Aaron started making that walk. I said to myself in that moment, I want that. So it's not going to be at a courthouse. I want to watch Tiffany walk down that aisle, and I want to see her in her dress for the first time, and I want to look at her the way I saw John look at Aaron. And that's at least one thing off my mental list that I now am going to be strong with.
It's your special day.
It's going to be our special day. It's going to be a very, now I still don't know what that looks like, and I still don't know where it's going to be. It's going to be on the beach.
Okay.
And I'm going to creep out as she walks down that aisle on her.
So
I'm going to love creep.
We're back at square one where we started.
Pretty much.
Beach and fire pit.
That's where we are. That's where we are. We're pretty much it. I think we're both, again, just like so. I think we feel married already. So.
Yeah, but Bart and I felt married too.
But you only got married because, Jimmy, you guys decided that, okay, we're going to have kids.
Correct.
And this makes sense to you guys. But if you guys were both on the same page about not having kids, you probably still wouldn't be married, right?
Probably not, right. If I'm being honest.
I think we're just kind of ambivalent about it, and we're already living together. We're doing the thing.
Yeah.
We're already doing the thing. So I think that the ceremony part of it has just, like, become less important because these other things, these other more important financial things keep getting in the way. And if it was a priority, we would do it. But when it does, that's what I want.
Okay.
You think it's harder, like, because you guys are so patient, because maybe, like, ideas will keep coming up, and then you'll keep wanting to change things, and then maybe that actually makes it a little more difficult than just doing it.
Maybe. I mean, I think really, I mean, if I was a wedding planner, I would just say, set a date, and no matter what, you're getting married that day. Or we'll just keep pushing it and keep pushing it and keep pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we just got to. You're looking at me with those eyes.
What eyes?
The BS eyes.
No, I'm not. They're not BS eyes. I'm just saying at some point in time, if you guys want to get married, great. If you like the way you are right now, great. I do feel like this is like mental load on your plate. Like, it's like either S or get off the pot.
Right. Mm. I almost get sick about talking about it. Like when I brought it the other day to you guys and I was all enthusiastic, like, oh, I got an idea for the wedding. You guys are like, yeah, right.
Well, you're like the boy that cried wedding.
That's true. It's very true. It's ridiculous.
I love you. I do.
I know. I would be that friend also, like, at some point I'd just go, dude, stop talking about it until it's actually going to happen.
Listen, yeah. I love you. Yeah. I'm happy for you. When I get the invitation, I will be excited for you.
Well, it'll be in pencil.
The Bird Show.